Hi, welcome to the exciting interview and debate show, Quick Questions. Today is a furry friend debate between two of the most beloved pets. On the left side is a ferocious feline, the cat, and on the other side is the human's best friend, the dog. Representing Team Dog is Jordan.
Hi!
And representing Team Cat is Lucy.
Hello.
And Fiona.
Hi!
So, let's dive in. Team Dog, you're up first. I have some questions. Why do you think dogs are better than cats?
I think dogs are better than cats because they're very loyal and they're fun to play with and they always snuggle up with you and they're just so sweet and loving.
All right, cat team. Why do you think cats are better than dogs?
I think cats are better than dogs because they're loyal and they like to play with you too, and they love to snuggle with you, and they're really soft, and when you're feeling sad, they're really nice to cuddle with and make you feel better.
Very valid points.
Cats are just very cute. I mean, and cats are, they're here when you need them.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say in response, dog team?
I think that you could be right about some cats, but other cats, they are very rude sometimes. They scratch and they could get you severely injured.
Do you have anything to say in response, Captain?
Yes. So that could be the same with dogs. Like, sometimes if someone is scared of the dog, the dogs just really want that person to, like them. So they keep on going to that person who's scared, and that scares the person. And sometimes when someone doesn't want to be chased, the dogs will chase them, and sometimes the dogs jump on the people, and dogs can also bite.
So that kind of all adds on to the part that both of them can hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add?
Yes. I guess cats do scratch, but when it comes to being brave, cats can teach you to, like, I don't know, maybe, like, look them in the face and, like, I don't know, deal with the scratching? Or, like, because you have to, like, talk to them sometimes. So, you have to kind of deal with it sometimes.
That's true. There's lots of people have cats and lots of people have dogs. Anything to add on, dog team?
I think I kind of want to add on to what Fiona said. Dogs, they go up to people who are scared of them and they try to make them not scared. But I think that's just because the dogs want the people to like them and they're just trying to encourage them to be brave.
That may be true. Anything else, Team Cat?
No.
All right, on to the next question. Team Dog, what do dogs have that give them an advantage over cats?
Well, a lot of dogs are really cute, and sometimes cuter than cats, and much the mean dogs are much sweeter than the mean cats, even though they're both still mean sometimes.
Cats. Oh, anything.
They got 9 lives.
Really?
But they can't leap from high places.
Streams. Fiona?
An advantage that cats have over dogs is most of them are pretty friendly, but and they don't really like, they love to snuggle, and that's like really cute, but I agree with Jordan. Some cats some dogs are cuter than cats because some cats are, like, bald and stuff.
True. But that's kind of cat diversity.
Yeah.
So, anything else, Jordan?
I don't think so.
Anything else, Team Cat?
Nope.
All right, on to the next question, I guess. Team Cat, how much energy does a cat usually have? Do they have good endurance?
Well, some cats have good endurance, but some cats just like to, like, sleep in the sun and they don't do much. They just eat and sleep and, like, sprangle and stuff. And some cats like to, like, go get prey and, like, they like to hunt and stuff.
Lizzie, anything to add on?
They hunt mice.
That is true. They do have some energy to hunt mice.
They get them out of the...
Oops. That is actually true. They can help that because most people don't like mice. Team Dog, how much energy does a dog usually have? Do they have good endurance?
They do have really good endurance. A lot of times they are really tired, and that's just because they played a lot, and they don't, you can take them for a lot of walks, and you can play fetch with them, and it's really fun. And a lot of cats are lazy, so it's not as fun with them.
Do you have anything to say about her response?
Yeah. Some cats are lazy, but most of the time, it's like they could be lazy, but they also can have a lot of energy. Like at the nighttime, some cats have this thing. It's called the zoomies. Where they run around at night, and some dogs also are lazy, but they're also fun to play with.
Anything to add, Lizzie?
No.
All right, on to the next question. What personality traits do dogs have?
Dogs have a lot of personality traits. Sometimes they can be crazy and vicious, but other times they can be cute, smart, loyal, and helpful.
All right, Team Cat, what personalities do cats have?
They're there when you need them, but they're not really there when you want them. Sometimes Jimmy teaches you to be grateful for what you have.
That is true. That's actually a good way to see it.
They are loyal, and most of them are pretty friendly, but some are shy. They are really smart, because once my cat, she opened a door with her paws, and they're smart and loyal and friendly, and they can also do funny things, like when they're trying to jump, they get caught on like the rail or something, and
cats do a lot more funny things than dogs, in my opinion. I've seen a lot of videos online about cats doing funny things. So you would disagree with that statement, Jordan?
Yes, I disagree, because cats can do really funny things sometimes, but you never know. Dogs can be much funnier.
Really? Give us an example, please.
Well, sometimes my dog is so excited, he just runs along the whole bottom for like 10 times, and when my dad is brushing him off, he always like goes on his stomach and is just like flailing around.
All right, even though that's true. A dog can be funny as well. It's just maybe because I think I saw a video online about a cat looking like Spider-Man in doing Spider-Man tricks. But anyway, so what I'm hearing from this is they can be funny, smart, clever, really athletic apparently. And they can be shy. It depends on what breed of cat or dog, right?
Yeah.
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 So yeah, cats and dogs can do very funny things, and they have many different personalities.
Anything to add?
From either team?
Cats are like slime to me. Out of all of the videos I've seen, mostly I've seen cats getting into very small spaces. That's like between a window and like the window cover thingy or whatever.
So maybe cats are very flexible.
I don't know. They're just
pretty. Anything to add on? Team dog.
I don't think so.
All right, you guys, that was the last question. So I've already pre-tallied up the answers. So drum roll, please. The winner is, it's a tie.
And for heaven's sake, and it is my neighbor.
So what do you guys have to say to each other, or what do you have to say?
Say good to me. Raspberries.
Blackberries.
Check nugget.
All right, so, yas. So that was the answer. Well, that's the first episode of Quick Questions. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any debate ideas, please tell me. I would love to hear everybody's ideas. And remember, everyone has their own opinions.
See you later.
Yeah, smell you later.
Bye. See you next time.